seconds. A
production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
Appreciate your time and certainly value your presence here. Madam Secretary, could you call the roll?
We have Senators Lederman.
Here.
Soho.
Here.
Tyson.
Here.
Welty.
Here.
Kirkaby.
Here. So we can go to work.
Present.
A lot of work. Next, for committee members, we do have some minutes from our meeting on last Friday. I know that you all have diligently had the opportunity to review those. I'd appreciate the opportunity to do something in the form of a motion with those minutes.
I move accept.
Thank you, Senator Soholt.
Okay.
Second by Senator Lederman. Comments, discussion on that motion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Minutes are approved. I think everybody in the audience certainly understands the protocol as far as signing in the do's and don'ts, and we certainly appreciate that, as well as I can't emphasize enough that this committee will be polite and respectful at all times, and I am quite confident that anybody offering testimony will show that same consideration. We do have Senator Jean Hunhoff did contact me last evening. She had yet another funeral that requires her to be in Sioux Falls. And with that, we did make that motion on two bills that we did hold from last Friday. And hopefully with the support of this committee, we will maintain those two bills underneath that line, and we will not take action until this Wednesday, which I cannot emphasize enough for this committee, that we will take action on these bills. We cannot be holding them too much longer. It's my understanding that there is a possible amendment in the works for Senate Bill 93. However, I have not seen that particular amendment on that. Also, with that, with the opportunity or that courtesy that we certainly will show for any proponent testimony or opponent testimony as a prime sponsor, Senator Jean Hunhoff is the prime sponsor on Senate Bill 126. We also will place that beneath that line for next Wednesday. It does seem like it's a, I don't want to say soft and fluffery bill, because we never know if that's actually going to bear fruit, but it does not seem to be real controversial on that. So with that, we will, in fact, not even take testimony on a proponent or opponent on Senate Bill 126 unless there is somebody from the audience that came from anywhere outside of 5 miles to offer that testimony on that bill. And when we address that, I certainly will ask for that. Any questions or comments from this committee on what appears to be a very short agenda this morning? I can't emphasize enough, we're going to roll up our sleeves and go to work on Wednesday. We good to go? Is that a yes?
That's a yes.
All right. And I apologize for being tardy. The House Majority Leader ran me down because there was a particular representative that was priming this soft and fluffy bill for me on the House side, and I think he is having coffee somewhere. They couldn't find him. Let's go to work. Proponent testimony on Senate Bill 122, an act to revise the dates for holding township board meetings. Proponent testimony in the form of Senator Van Gerpen. Good morning.
Good morning. My name is Bill Van Gerpen, a state senator from District 19, and I had the privilege this morning to bring before you Senate Bill number 122 and to represent our local townships and a concern that they have with scheduling meetings. Under current law, there are 5 meetings in addition to special meetings that the townships may have. 3 are required as regular meetings. And one is a annual meeting, which is scheduled for the first Tuesday of March. And then the Board of Equalization meeting, which is scheduled for the third Monday of March. And what we're asking for is some flexibility of dates for the three regular meetings that are required by law. You'll note that current law was passed in 1887. It was updated some in 1989, but a number of things have changed since the conception of this particular law. Senate Bill 122 would require that meetings be held on specified dates for the annual meeting and the Board of Equalization meeting. Those would continue. Again, they're scheduled, the annual meeting, the first Tuesday of March, and the Board of Equalization on the third Monday of March. What we're asking for is some leeway and flexibility with regards to the three regular required meetings by the townships in our state. They would be properly, as required by law, advertised. There'd be notification as required by law, and so that would not be an issue. But as you know, there are so many conflicts in our day and age with civic activities, community activities, high school activities. And sometimes we find it difficult if we meet on the date that's required by law currently, which is the last Tuesday of February, the last Tuesday of March, and the last Tuesday of October, that it's sometimes difficult to find a quorum. And secondly, it might prevent, because of other scheduling conflicts, interested voters from attending a particular meeting, a regular meeting. And so what this Senate Bill 122 does is it gives flexibility to the township board to schedule those three regular meetings. And I think it's a good policy that local boards determine their regular meeting dates versus those of us here in Pierce scheduling those dates into codified law. And it's just another avenue in the direction of local board control. I'd stand by for any questions, Mr. Chairman, and I believe there'll be some others who will address this issue as well in favor of Senate Bill 122. Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and members of the committee.
You're very welcome, Senator. Thank you for your time and your testimony. Additional proponent testimony on Senate Bill 122. Good morning, Mr. Howard.
Good morning. Good morning, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. I'm Dick Howard, representing the
Before you get started, I'm going to see if I can have my secretary start that timer for you, but go right ahead.
I'm representing the South Dakota Association of Towns and Townships. Well, I'm not going to. I don't have much more to say. Senator Van Gerpen did a great job. I would just say that this issue was approved at the annual meeting of the membership of the association back in December, and also we're just trying to modernize and update a few of our laws that are prehistoric laws that were adopted in the 1870s before we were even a state. So this gives the flexibility, and I think things have changed in communication and transportation and public notice requirements since this was first adopted, so we'd ask your support.
Thank you, Mr. Howard. Additional proponent testimony on Senate Bill 122. Good morning to you. I know. And welcome, Senator Holy. Is that mic on? The little light on?
Button's on.
Okay.
Does that come? Now it's bright. It's just not doing its job. Okay. Mr. Chairman and members of the committee, my name is Cindy Foster. I am a township supervisor from Beaver Township, which is in Minor County, South Dakota. And I concur with what has already been said, that a little bit of increased flexibility would be a wonderful thing. Currently, on my five-member township board, one of our supervisors is a trucker, and there's a lot of times when he is not able to necessarily be at our meeting because of what is happening. And yes, it does take two of the three to make a quorum, but in my township, we really don't like to make many decisions if we're not all on board. So this would help us to keep our full board engaged and informed, and I would appreciate your support. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Foster. And again, we're fortunate Ms. Foster did identify herself as far as her position. She certainly was offering testimony on behalf of herself. Additional proponent testimony on Senate Bill 122. Any other proponents on Senate Bill 122? Seeing none, is there opposition to Senate Bill 122? Anybody wishing to speak against the passage, possible consideration of Senate Bill 122? Seeing none, this committee will cease public testimony and turn it over to committee questions and or action on Senate Bill 122.
Mr. Chair.
Senator Lederman.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to move do pass.
Thank you.
Second.
Second by Senator Soholt. Comments on that motion, Senator?
No, thank you.
You're welcome. Motion before us on Senate Bill 122 is a do pass motion. Additional comments, discussion on that motion do pass. Seeing none, that is the motion that we're going to be working on to send Senate Bill 122 down on the Senate floor on a do pass motion. Madam Secretary, would you please call the roll?
Senators Lederman?
Aye.
Soholt?
Aye.
Thiessen?
Aye.
Welke?
Aye.
Helene?
Aye.
Kirkaby?
Aye. Senate Bill 122 certainly received sufficient votes for a do pass motion on Senate Bill 122. Senator Thiessen. I thought Senator Soholt.
Mr. Chair, thank you. I would move consent agenda for Senate Bill 122.
Thank you. We have a second and a third. comments on that motion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Senate Bill 122 is helping Senator Van Gerpen out going down to the Senate floor, and you might not even see it. It is going on consent. Prior to getting started on the next bill, are we here representing somebody, or are we just here checking out the Capitol?
We're with South Dakota Lend.
Welcome.
South Dakota what?
Lend, leadership and education in neurodevelopmental and related disabilities.
Welcome. We're glad you had the opportunity to stop by. Next, as I did state, we certainly are going to defer Senate Bill 126, but I do believe that there is somebody that did, in fact, sign up speaking for the passage of Senate Bill 126. And if you are unable, do you want to offer some testimony or come back on Wednesday? Cindy, come on up then. We certainly do have to honor and respect the process, and just please again identify yourself for the record.
I will. I'm Cindy Foster, supervisor from Beaver Township, Minor County, South Dakota. I am here in support of Senate Bill 126. As we all know, the rural population in the middle of South Dakota is essentially aging and decreasing. In Minor County, which is my county, I have 16 townships. Currently, 8 of those townships, or half, have 50 or fewer resident registered voters. We, in my township, only have 26. We do currently have a full 5-member board, and we will keep that number unless we have no other option. However, Senate Bill 126 would allow us the opportunity, but not require us, to combine the offices of clerk and treasurer in those townships that have 50 or fewer registered voters if this bill passes. If a township chooses to combine those offices, the voters at the annual meeting, which would be the first Tuesday of March, would have to concur and vote positively for that change to happen. That's local people deciding what is best for their own township, and that's where that decision should be made. Passage of that bill would give us just another option in dealing with the population decrease that we all know is happening in the middle of the state. I ask for your support of Senate Bill 126, and thank you for your time.
Thank you, Ms. Foster. Does this committee have any questions for this proponent testimony? She will not be back on Wednesday when we, in fact, will calendar this and take action. Seeing none, thank you, Ms. Foster, very much. Again, I will tell audience members and this committee again, Senate Bill 126 will be calendared for Wednesday to show that respect for that prime sponsor, and cited would be in the form of Senator Gene Hunhoff. Next on our calendar, Senate Bill 127, proponent testimony on Senate Bill 127. Mr. Christensen, good morning.
Senator Kirkaby,
My name is Harry Christensen. I'm an attorney from Rapid City. I'm a registered lobbyist for Sanford Health Systems. 127 is basically a bill that helps us out when we're doing business in Minnesota, basically. What was discovered as bond issues from the Health and Educational Facilities Fund Act were used in other states is that particularly in Minnesota, they've come up with a rather unique tax. It's a tax on registering a mortgage. It's 0.0023%. It doesn't seem like much, but when you're talking about the size of bond issues that are used to improve or acquire facilities, it can become quite a bit. Basically, what the bill does, it authorizes the authority that issues the bonds for all hospital facilities in South Dakota and neighboring states where they do business in those states. It authorizes them the option of requiring a mortgage or not requiring a mortgage. The authority makes that decision. They may decide that a mortgage to protect an interest in a single-purpose small hospital in Minnesota isn't necessary, and it clearly isn't worth the cost of filing that mortgage in that state. Basically, all the health systems are in accordance with this. Everybody supports it. Again, it gives the authority to waive the mortgage requirement to the authority, not the borrower. And so basically they will make a determination on whether or not they need a mortgage on that specific piece of property. Mr. Don Templeton, who is the executive director of the authority, is here, and he can take you through the details of the bill, but in actuality it's pretty simple. The word changes in that first section were word changes that the authority wanted. It doesn't really affect the way the first section works. It just cleans up the language a little bit. And I'd be willing to stand by and answer any questions, but Mr. Templeton's here, and he's worked with the authority for many, many years, and he's probably much better prepared to answer them than I would be. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Christensen. Additional proponent testimony on Senate Bill 127. Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, committee members, and LRC staff. My name is Don Templeton. I'm the Executive Director of the South Dakota Health and Educational Facilities Authority. We view this legislation as simply allowing the authority the ability to choose to require a mortgage or not to if it's deemed not necessary. Under current law, we are required to take a mortgage from the borrower. We are finding that many lenders, such as banks, are not requiring a mortgage these days. We checked with other out-of-state authorities similar to ours that specialize in healthcare and higher education. Excuse me. And all of them have the choice of requiring a mortgage or not to, if they choose. And most of their bond issues do not have a mortgage associated with it. The authority seeks to keep transaction costs as low as possible to our borrowers. We feel this amendment would help reduce certain borrowing costs to our healthcare and higher ed borrowers that are ultimately passed on to our citizens of the state. Thank you very much, and I'd stand by for questions.
Thank you, Mr. Templeton. Additional proponent testimony on Senate Bill 127. Good morning, Ms. Hewitt.
Good morning, Mr. Chair, members of the Local Government Committee. My name is Dave Hewitt. I'm a registered lobbyist for the South Dakota Association of Healthcare Organizations. We support Senate Bill 127. You know, one of the great challenges that healthcare has, and higher ed for that matter, is just access to capital. And I can tell you that the Health and Ed Facilities Authority, as we affectionately know it, does a terrific job in terms of being a source for that capital. capital. And we view this piece of legislation as keeping it current and also helping to keep the costs of lending down for our health systems, for our hospitals, and the health, all the health care providers that use this service. So we would encourage you to support this piece of legislation. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Hewitt. Additional proponent testimony on 127. Any other proponent testimony on Senate Bill 127? Seeing none, is there opposition to Senate Bill 127? Anybody wishing to speak against Senate Bill 127? Seeing none, this committee will cease public testimony. Turn it over to committee questions. Are there any committee questions or discussion and or action on Senate Bill 127?
Mr. Chair?
Senator Soholt.
I would move passage of 127.
Thank you.
Second.
Second by Senator Holleen. Is there any discussion on your motion?
No, thank you.
You're welcome. That is a motion before send Senate Bill 127 down to the Senate floor and a do pass motion. Madam Secretary, would you please call a roll?
Senators Lederman?
Aye.
Soholt?
Aye.
Teason?
Aye.
Welke?
Aye.
Holleen?
Aye.
Kirkaby?
Aye. Thank you. Senate Bill 127 certainly received sufficient supportive votes to go down to the Senate floor and a do-pass motion.
Mr. Chair.
Senator Teason?
Second.
Second by Senator Soholt. That is the motion before you. Send Senate Bill 127 to be placed on the consent calendar. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Senate Bill 127 is, in fact, going on the consent calendar, and God bless you for doing that. Thank you. Next on our agenda, we certainly do have to allow a little courtesy. We do have our assistant fire chief from Rapid City, South Dakota, that I was unable to visit with last night when I got a call from Senator Jean Hunhoff saying that she would have been able to be here. And certainly respect the process, Mr. Bellings, do you have any comments that you would like to make on behalf of Senate Bill 93? We certainly have to allow all respect for that.
Good morning, and thank you very much for indulging me here this morning. Just a couple of things. We've been working over the weekend with the local home builders group to really try to root out the issues behind this particular section, and it really comes down to probably a little more of a lack of communication overall than really anything else. We did, in the process of talking about this particular bill, we did root out numerous other items across the state that we can help work cooperatively to help address the issue overall and help prevent something like this maybe from coming forward in the future. But so at this time, I know that there's an amendment that's being worked on, and we'll see that on Wednesday. So for now, thank you very much for allowing me the opportunity. And if you have any questions, please call me at any time. So,
thank you, Mr. Billings. And I did have the opportunity to visit with him this morning, and he enjoys that travel time, and he's planning on being here on Wednesday as well. This chairman cannot emphasize enough with crossover getting closer and closer as we speak. We'll be all right come Wednesday, but we're going to go to work. That is all that we are having calendar for. And Senator Holleen, I did have the opportunity to visit with you. This morning, and prior to us getting started, and I'm not sure exactly when you did come in, but we are going to have Senate Bill 126, Senate Bill 93, and Senate Bill 109, as well as a couple other bills on Wednesday. Senator Teason, you got some words of wisdom for us? Fire away. It's a good motion.
A second.
All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposition? We are adjourned.